Grain markets were mixed today on the close. We'll take a look at how they're opening this afternoon after we hear from Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin?
We had an erratic day today in the grain futures, mainly keying off of South American weather again. With erratic rainfall going through Argentina right now, it doesn't look like they're going to receive the amount needed, but every forecast shifts the market. And at one point, we were down significantly in the futures. Corn were down about 5 to 6 cents, but closed up a penny. Soybeans at one time were down 23 cents, and closed down 7 to 10. Chicago wheat was down at one point down about 13, but closed down about 7.5. And most importantly, Kansas City wheat was down about 10 to 12 cents at one point, but the front month, March, closed down 3 at 837 and 3 quarters, and July closed down 2 and 3 quarters at 857 and 3 quarters. Now, this morning's USDA export report was just a little bit weak for the wheat market. We came in at 387,900 metric tons. They're looking for 450 to 600, so again, that was on the light side. And one of the main reasons why we were just a little bit lower, corn and soybeans were both neutral, and those numbers came in the middle of the range. Now, looking forward, tomorrow morning we've got the Informa Economics, private economic firm. They're going to give us their February grain estimate numbers, and that comes out at 10:30. USDA crop production is next Friday, it's February 8th. They have crop production supply and demand on that date. And another important thing to note, which may or may not affect the market tomorrow, but Russia's discussing lowering or getting rid of their 5% import duty on grains. And Russia and Eastern Europe being such a large wheat producer in that Black Sea region, that usually affects world prices. So if they get away with it and they start importing grain, that could really, really help things out. Another announcement today, the EPA came out and said they're going to increase their ethanol mandate 8.9% or to 16.55 billion gallons. They're going to continue to increase it through 2022. They're looking to eventually get it to 36 billion gallons. So another 20 billion to go, but that's here to stay, it looks like, and going to be a factor for the, you know, keep grain prices high for the foreseeable future.
That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Thanks, Justin. Turning to the markets and how they are opening on this Thursday evening on the Kansas City Board of Trade, the wheat contract for March is trading at 8.38 and three quarters. That's up one. The May contract is showing $8.50 and three quarters. That's up 1.5. And the July contract is up three quarters at 8.58 and a half. On Chicago Board of Trade, wheat for the March delivery is 7.81 and a quarter. That's up 1 3/4. The May contract is trading at 7.89 and a half. That's up 1.5. And the July contract is trading at $7.95 even. That's up 1 3/4. Corn on the Chicago Board of Trade this evening, the March contract is trading at 7.41 even. That's up a half. The May contract is even at $7.42. And the July contract is trading at 7.33 even. That's down a quarter. Soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade this evening, the March contract is 14.69 and a half. That's up one. The May contract is trading at 14.60 and a quarter. That's up a half. And the November contract is trading at 13.26 and three quarters. That's down one. That's a look at our market open on this Thursday evening. For OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Jim Appel.